I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Hello, gorgeous, greasy, problematic people. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Tanya Vukicevic, one of your sexy hosts, and this is
Molly McCran, and we are so excited for episode four. We made it. We didn't die. I'm so proud of us. Like, we are alive.
Yeah.
We are alive.
This is going. It's going.
It's going. It's definitely going. That is the best way to describe it. Now, Tanya, how's your week been, bae?
Pretty good. Like, busy.
Yeah.
But also, I'm about to get my period, so everything's kind of pissing me
Ooh,
off.
Is that is there an ick coming? Is there an ick coming?
There is an ick.
Okay. Honestly,
coming.
My week.
Yeah, how's your week been?
Who cares? I don't even care about my week. I just want to hear about your little icky.
How's your week been, Molly?
Okay, fine. It's been okay. What did I do? What was one thing?
Show and tell. Just tell us one thing.
Okay, one thing I did. I went out to the garden and frolicked.
Oh, good.
I did a bit of frolicking.
Yeah.
And I pranced around.
How freeing.
Oh, it was so freeing. I was like, I'm a pony. And I was like, I am in my horse girl era. And it was kind of camp.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I think a lot more of us should be in our horse girl era.
Yeah. Like, everyone, like, attacks horse girls. But, like, I think there's, like, a little horse girl in all of us.
Yeah.
Like, begging to get out.
That one girl that used to, like, gallop in the quadrangle, like, at school.
She's dead now.
You won't see her again.
Why?
Because she's dead.
Come tell me, what's your pick of the week?
Okay, so this is definitely related to time of the month problemos. My ick of the week is period cups. I don't get around them. They suck.
Hey, we're trying to save a planet here, bitch.
I know.
So if you don't use those, you are the reason climate change is happening.
Yeah, cancel me now because canceled. I am the 1% that doesn't care about. No, that's a lie. That is lie. Disclaimer, I care about the planet. But period cups. Okay, my problem with period cups is that amazing in theory. You know, you're promised so much good and gold there, but they fucking suck.
Why?
This whole promise of, like, no leak forever.
Ooh.
Promise your vagina. No leak. Vagina. This whole promise of no leak and sleep stress-free without having to get up in the middle of the night and blah, blah, blah. Change from heavy pad to medium pad to fucking wide load coming through. Like, all these terms and phrases. You have more problems with period cups.
Yes.
And this whole thing of, like, use cup number one if you've not had a baby and use cup number two if you've had a baby. What the fuck does that mean?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I've never used one.
Oh, do you want to hear something really bad?
Yeah.
So when I first started trying period cups, I walked into Priceline, and this was definitely many, many years ago when I was a struggling student. and I didn't know whether I needed cup number one or cup number two. And they're both like $30 each. Jesus. So I put cup number two into cup number one's packaging with cup number one still in there, and I stole cup number two. Blasphemous.
Blasphemous.
That's also like, I'm outing myself today. I don't care about the environment, and I'm a
delinquent.
And I steal?
And you're going to prison?
I'm going to prison.
Slay.
Take me there now.
You're in your thrift shop, you're stealing era. No, you used to be. We've grown.
I heard Macklemore say one thing and I took that literally. And I meant that. They're $30 each.
Damn.
Right? And that's the thing. It's like, oh, you only need to pay just one $30 deal, disco, and you'll never buy a pad or tampon again. No, wrong.
Wrong.
What if you have heavy flow? You still need pads, right?
Yeah. So they just don't work. They were too leaky. Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Okay. And well, also sucks. Painful. Like, I don't think we need that kind of silicone inside our bodies.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah.
But the cotton isn't better either.
Yeah. I just think, like,
cancel periods.
How I love being a woman.
Absolutely.
And it's just, then you just, I think, Tanya, look, a valid problem. And I'm really sorry you're dealing with that. I think you just need to get over it. Okay, on to the other problem. Hope that helped, bae.
Bruh.
Oh, hell no.
I've got another ick.
Ooh.
Are you into loyalty cards and, like, you know, being the loyal customer to certain, like, cafes?
I'm into loyalty.
For any potential partners out there.
I'm loyal and I'm on fleek.
I swear, I S to G, I'm so loyal. F-R-F-R?
F-R-F-R-S-T-G, I'm loyal for real.
Good. Okay, so say maybe there's like a grocery shop out there. Let's call it Schmoll's and...
and Cool Berths.
Cool Berths, I'd shop there. Okay, say if these grocery shops had loyalty cards.
Yep.
And say they promise you actually lit things like an Apple Watch.
What?
I'm being dead serious.
Oh,
you can
my God.
Get a fucking Apple Watch from Schmoll's.
That's Schmoll's. That's so camp.
But the kicker is you need like 17 million points of loyaltiness before you can get this Apple Watch. What's that about?
The rich get richer.
Am I not buying enough like chicken for you?
No, you are.
Like, fucking magnesium tablets? Like, what do I actually need to do to get to the top of my game? Because once you tell me that there's points involved, I become competitive. So not only am I loyal, I'm competitive as well.
Damn.
Hashtag Scorpio. Anyway, I need to be at the top of my grocery shopping game and win. Because now it's all about leveling up. But as soon as you say something like Apple Watch is out there on offer, I want it. That's mine.
Yeah.
And I can shop and shop and shop again. Consumerism, but I'm just not winning. I want those tens of thousands of points and I feel like I'm not getting any closer.
That sucks, man. And also because you are trying your best, bae.
Yeah.
And also, obviously people who go into malls and Woolworths, who spend, you know, $300 a pop because they got money, they're going to benefit.
Absolutely.
But it's not fair because
they don't need the Apple Watch.
What about the little guy?
But say there was another grocery shop, let's call it by GA, and they had
me
a
when I no one a bisexual person going into IGA. I'm by GA. Anyway,
by
continue.
The way, I'm at by GA. I think they should come out with a loyalty card.
They should come out. Be who you are for your pride.
Happy Pride Month, everyone. They should definitely come out with a loyalty system, and the awards are like a fucking board game or something. Not an Apple Watch, you know? Like, I want something simple that I can achieve. And then that's fun.
Exactly.
Among us young people.
Among us?
Sus.
Context. For anyone who doesn't know, fuck, this episode is cursed. What the hell is going on? You can leave this in. Can I just say, Tanya and I are losing our minds. I have, honestly, I don't think I've, like, registered a thought for about 4 hours.
The monkey's clapping in my head hasn't gotten any softer.
Yes, it's so
louder.
I just made an Among Us joke. What the hell is going on? But I do want to say, if you are international and have no idea what IGA is, it's a convenience store.
Don't you mean by GA?
Yeah, sorry.
Side eye, side eye, side eye.
Be who you are for your pride.
Anyway, how do you think I can combat this problem? Should I spend more? Should I never shop ever again? Should I throw out the loyalty cards?
I think you should take down capitalism, move to the woods, and start growing your own plants.
You know what? It is doable.
Yeah. I hope that helped, Tanya.
X.
Yeah? Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
Hello. I have a big and ongoing problem. My house is a disgusting mess, and actually kind of fucking stinks.
Bruh.
Due to mental health bullshit, I never feel motivated for long enough to get decent enough chunks of cleaning done. So I'm always hella behind on cleaning. Even if I do have the motivation to do something about it, it's usually just enough to do one task, or maybe one room. And then that's my cleaning allowance spent for the next 6 months. What the F do I do, girlies? Also, please change my name to Dingledart. Thanks.
Dingledart!
Good name, good name.
Hey!
What an issue. I'm sorry, Dingledart.
Hard relate.
I was just going to say that's the most... Honestly, probably this is the most relatable problem.
Did I send this in?
Yeah, I was literally like, wait, did I send this in a trance? This is really relatable.
How do you combat this at home, Molly? How would you help our listener?
I would get help. I honestly would get help from a friend, a parent, or some... Like maybe you don't have the finances for this, but I have found sometimes when I am in the room, it is so overwhelming and I cannot do it. I think we don't realize how much of an emotional attachment we have to our stuff.
Absolutely.
And I think it is really, really hard to clean. I'm going to be honest. When I have to clean my room, I used to listen to a podcast, which was a cleaning the room podcast, because I needed a step-by-step. I needed some lady. I forgot her name, but she was like, okay, guys, now you need to pick up all the rubbish. Now you need to pick up all of the things that don't belong in your room and go put them somewhere else. That accent kind of slight. But she,
yeah, that was really good.
Thank you. Yeah, but she was really helpful, and it's really important. Like, I literally, it's okay if you can't do it. I needed my friend to come in, and I was like, "Look, I just can't clean my bloody room." Yep. I also think, and I've been watching the show. It's on Channel 9, which is an Australian streaming service. It's called Space Invaders, and it's
love.
Have you seen it?
Bits.
It's really good, and it's a cleaning show, and I really like the host. He's really good, and he kind of talks about how stuff has a massive emotional attachment.
Absolutely.
And he also talks about, you know, the more stuff you have, the more your... I know I'm going on a rant, but I just have so much to say about this topic. If the more stuff you have, the more depressed and anxious you're going to be, and I think... The issue is, I mean, for me, if ever my room is so messy, the issue is I just need to get rid of stuff. I have to get rid of stuff. I think, you know, when you go on holiday and you pack a suitcase and you're actually like, I reckon I could just have this stuff. And then you go back home and you're like, what the hell is all this stuff?
Yeah.
You look around your room and you're
like,
I need
none of this.
I don't need any of this. What is this crap? And I think you need someone to be in front of you, be in the room and say, okay, or... You know, if you're in a pumped up mood, pick up an item, have a bin next to you, have a donate box next to you. I'm yelling because I'm passionate. Or, you know, keep, donate, delete, and just either get help doing it or do it yourself. And just make sure you're in a mood where you can do it and go for it. And just know, get stuff you can. And also, really quickly, then I'll pass it on to you, Tanya. If you have something that maybe is a big item. I got this tip from Space Invaders, the show. If you have an item that is like, say, quite a big item, but you don't want it anymore, but it still brings back a lot of positive memories, take a photo of the item.
Yes.
And then, cleaning for Karen, yeah. And you can literally take a photo of it and then store it on your little phone. And then you just have to have the photo. And then it's not going to be clutter in your room. And those are my tips. But also, hard relate. I don't do any of this and I'm struggling. Tanya, you'll go.
Hard relate. The photo thing is genius.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of different little ways that could potentially help. Take it or leave it. I hope one of them at least helps. A group of friends of mine and I, we have a shared thing where if one of us asks in the group chat, can someone please sit in my room with me while I clean my room?
Ooh.
We are on it. We are there. And we're like, yep. What time? 15 minutes? Great, I'm there.
See, I asked my friend to do that and he said no.
Oh, baby.
How me?
Do you need a hug right now?
Yeah. Guys, in case you're listening.
And not watching.
We just hugged.
I'm embracing. Embrace is happening.
Thank you, Tanya.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry.
I know, but he's a man. He's a man.
Oh, men don't get it. He's a man. He's a
he. You need a tender touch to be like, fucking pick that fucking disgusting bandaid off, you freak.
Yeah, it's nice then because, you know, however long it takes, and please don't feel like you need to set a time limit of like, it will take me 45 minutes to clean my room, no less, no more. Be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
And then if you've got a friend there, it's like, hey, bonus, we're actually hanging out and get to talk about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It is fun.
I also agree with you. Listen to a podcast, maybe a little one called Gorgeous Greasy Problems While You Clean. What? Who said that?
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that shameless self-promotion. I love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But you can also make it a fun thing. Me personally, I like to blast music. Sorry, neighbors. But have like a little dance party. And again, don't set a time limit. Just have fun in a different way. Maybe it's, you know, moving around a lot. Like when you clean your room, do you just like dedicate, you know, however long to the side table?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I'm like, okay. Oh, I do that. Oh, but also that shelf is, oh, but the bed's, oh, what is that stain on the floor? Oh, I need to actually, I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere, everything, everyone, all at once.
I love that movie, Slay.
Another thing, if you do have the funds, and this is a great like self-care thing, if your love language is acts of service for yourself, hire someone to clean your room.
Damn.
Get a cleaner. That's amazing.
I can't afford that, but I wish I could do that.
But imagine someone coming in and being like, I'm going to do this for you.
And you could say to someone, look, for my birthday, this is what I want.
Oh,
damn.
That's nice.
Or Christmas or Chrissy or Valentine's Day. If someone's like, I don't know when I'm... Just be like, I want
clean
a cleaner.
Clean my room.
I think that's a... that is a
clean
great...
Clean my room.
Clean my fucking room, bitch. I think that's a fantastic gift. Also, when it comes to cleaning, what this lady said on her podcast that I have forgotten the name of that is going to annoy me. And if we think of it, I'll put it on our Instagram story, X. But cleaning your room is difficult. Mm. Cleaning your room is a very difficult task. And she brought up this point and I thought it was really solid. She was like, no one actually has been taught how to clean your room. When you were younger, it was just go clean your room.
Yeah.
But it's overwhelming for adults. So how do you think it's going to be for a kid? Of course a kid's going to find it overwhelming. And we're never taught how to do it. And like, look, if you have a personality that's quite blunt, and I feel like quite, you just get things done and you don't really think about it, then it's probably not the most difficult task. But if you have you're a bit anxious or you suffer with maybe a bit of a mental illness, it's really hard.
Like, it is really hard.
It's really hard to do it. And what happens is I get so overwhelmed with all the stuff that it's not laziness. I just shut down. And I think a lot of the times I've had people come in my room and it's really pissed me off because they've been like, oh, Molly, your room's so gross. And it's like, yeah, thanks. I'm actually like struggling. Like,
in the deepest pits of depression I've ever been in.
Literally. And it's like, if not like most 95% of the time, if my room is messy, I am busy.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. My mind is cluttered and I'm all over the shop. And it's just for someone to go in, I get it. It's a normal reaction and maybe they think it's banter, but just to go like, oh, your room's fucking gross. It's like, okay.
Have some compassion.
Can you just like take a step back and be like, I would much prefer a, hey, like, I have noticed, is your room okay? Like,
are you okay?
Yeah, like, are you all right? Because a lot of the time I think with people with messy rooms, the answer is probably no.
Yeah.
And they're struggling. And I hate it. I think I've kind of led into some people, I don't know, like growing up I was really messy because that was just a thing. And like people would say like, oh my God, man, make fun of me. And I used to be like, ah. But now I'm kind of like, you know what? This isn't happening out of nowhere.
Exactly.
My room is messy for a freaking reason, so have some compassion, bro.
Yeah.
And I think the next time, I was actually honestly I was thinking about this 2 days ago. I was like, if someone comes in next time, someone comes into my room and has a go at me, or is not has a go at me but is like, oh, your room's so messy, I'm gonna be like, thank you, like I'm anxious.
Yeah.
And I'm really struggling with it, and I quite frankly, if you're gonna come in here and criticize my room, then you can get the fuck out.
Yeah. I think as well, for our listener Dingle Dart, great name by the way, be compassionate to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, know that this is okay. And you have sent in the problem probably because you would like to fix this, but it's not an overnight solution. It's going to take falling into a habit of cleaning your room in the future. Doesn't have to be the near or distant future, just in the future. But it can also be like a 5-day job that you do. Maybe on Monday you just do wardrobe, or it can just be like red t-shirts or something. I'm going to clean out today. Then the next day, maybe vacuum. It doesn't have to be solved overnight. Like, take your time and be nice to yourself.
That was actually what I was going to say. It's compartmentalizing, like making lists. And absolutely, because when you go into your room and you have a mental illness and you look at everything and you get completely overwhelmed by all the things that you have to do, you can't like function at all. So you need to break everything down into really small components, like Tanya's saying, because otherwise you won't do anything, and you know you won't do anything.
Great point, Jess. And also, if you, we all do this, but if you look around and you're already struggling and then your room's messy and if you go, God, I'm shit. I'm the worst. I suck. Guess what? Like, nothing is going to, like,
your room is never going to be clean.
No,
after
and it's,
that.
And I think that's an attempt for your brain to kind of fix the solution by being like, okay, if I put shame on myself, it'll motivate me to be clean. But it's like, no, like, it actually won't help. Like, it'll just make you feel worse. So I think literally if step one is going, it makes sense that my room's messy because I have been really stressed at the moment.
Absolutely.
Or depressed or whatever it is. I think if that's step one, that's not the worst place to be. You know what I mean?
Hot tip for you, Dingle Dart, and this is something we spoke about before we started recording today. Get yourself a whiteboard.
Oh.
And some markers. And tick your tasks off the whiteboard.
Slay!
You're going to feel a million times better. And you can live out that fantasy of being a really important teacher or something.
Or like a busy businesswoman who loves business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here comes problem number two. Let's get into it.
Hi, my problem is a little bit dumb, so sorry. A lot of people have called me a hard worker recently, because I work almost every day, and I always say yes to plans, even though realistically I don't have the time. So I've really spread myself thin over multiple areas. And I know more and more things are coming up that I can't avoid. I started to notice bags under my eyes because I sleep less, though my mental health hasn't particularly deteriorated. I just feel so tired all the time that I can't even have thoughts. The quality of work I do is genuinely good, and I'm not insecure about that. But I also feel like I might snap in the next couple of months if I continue having so many commitments. My real issue here is, I love every single thing I put my energy into, and I think I'd be worse off if I actually minimized them. I'm just not really sure of what to do, and I feel like now if I stop doing so much, people, and myself, will also think less of me. What do you guys think?
We're going to call this person Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Selena's problem?
This is so relatable. Like, I honestly don't even have an answer. This is exactly, I don't know what, look, can I just say something? It actually makes me feel nice reading this because I sort of go, wow, this feels so personal to me. And the fact that other people experience this, I think we forget that other people... So, like, guys, get this. Like, I'm not the center of the universe.
What?
I know. I just figured that out. I was so surprised.
Huge.
But huge. Actually, like, a huge story time. I'm not the center of the universe. X. But seriously, like, this is so freaking relatable, like stretching yourself thin. No one, people in medieval times, anywhom. But I'm so sorry. But basically, like, I honestly think, sorry, this is a genuine problem, and I'm being such a piece of ass. But I think this is so relatable, and I think it's okay. And I honestly think I am gonna talk about this because I think I have a hard relate to it. This is normal. This just means you are the type of person that wants to do well, that wants to please, that cares, and that's a good thing, and that's an awesome thing. But I remind myself, even though it's like, oh, people will be let down, I remind myself that, like, I am so sick of every couple of weeks, like, having an absolute crash and burn because I'm doing way too much. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's affecting my sleep. It's affecting, you know, everything. It's affecting how I feel day to day. And I feel like, yes, while I'm getting lots of stuff done, I can't actually enjoy it and be super happy because I'm just too tired. And I'm trying to do so much all the time that I don't rest. And then I know everyone's like, you need self-care, queen. But honestly, if you don't rest, you will not be able to enjoy life. I'm sorry. I know that sounds that's a bit intense, but I think it's true. Like, going that hustle, you gotta hustle. You've got to, like, literally get a million things done. It's like, okay, but then, like, you see it all the, we've seen it all the time. People keep doing all these things and they keep getting everything done, and then they're still looking around like, oh crap, this didn't, like, fix the problem. You know what I mean? Hustle culture. Like, I feel like people in a sense are running away. I mean, at least for me, I'm like running away from this not feeling good enoughness, if that makes sense. Tanya, what about you?
Again, hard relate. Again, did I send this in? I think the way you're speaking about yourself is really interesting. You start off by saying, hi, my problem is a little bit dumb, so sorry. Please don't apologize.
Yeah.
You sound like a great person as well. As a lot of people are calling you a hard worker, and it reflects because, like Molly said, you seem to really care about what you're doing. And you agree the quality of the work that you do is good.
Yeah.
And you're not insecure about that. But I think the burnout is real, baby. I don't have a foolproof way of solving this because it's almost kind of impossible to cure burnout, especially when you can see it coming. But maybe here's a little tip that might help. I would suggest scheduling in rest time. Have it in your calendar. If you're a color coding gal like I am, set it in a specific color. Mine's lavender on Google Calendar because obviously mental health. Set that in your calendar so that you know once a week, even an hour, 2 hours is time for yourself to do whatever you want. It might even be catching up on, like, doctor's appointments or just replying back to personal emails or messages or something like that. But set that time so that you know when you see that colored out in your calendar, you're like, yep, I have a date with myself. I can't cancel on me. I can't cancel that again. And maybe then you'll...
You sounded like the Grinch.
Yeah, that was the point.
Oh. I'm like, oh, that sounds like the Grinch. You're like, yep, that was the joke, Molly. You fucking
the
idiot.
Joke. Yeah, maybe if you see that in your calendar every week, you'll give yourself almost like a boost of encouragement and energy. And it's like, great, I get to spend a whole hour with myself. It's like a date. And that's the best kind of date you can have per week.
Yeah. Oath. Also, I am outing myself right now. Saying no is a skill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, saying no is a skill. And it's hard. And if you're a chronic people pleaser, hashtag me, saying no is so hard. And it's like, yes is the default. For me, yes is the bloody default. And then it gets to the end of the week and I want to scream into my pillow because I'm so exhausted, both physically and mentally, because I've just, guilt drives the freaking bus. And I'm just like, yes, 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 yes. And then I get to the end of the day and I'm so tired because I don't say no.
Yeah.
And just know, like, and then it affects my relationships. I'm in a worse mood. I'm miserable. I'm annoyed. I'm like fidgety. I'm so much worse off.
I can promise you that the right people will not care or will not think like you're doing less. The people that are talking behind your back or saying things like, oh, this person's not doing enough, fuck them off. You don't need them in your life. You're doing just the right amount. And rest is important. It should be scheduled into your time. Burnout is not sexy.
No.
Hashtag burnout is not sexy.
Hashtag kill hustle culture. Like, I just want to live in the woods.
Yeah.
I want to live in a tree.
And you should.
And be friends with a squirrel.
You're doing just fine, I think.
But also, like, I'm preaching this, but, like, I don't feel like I'm doing just fine. I literally never feel like I'm doing enough. And I literally suffer with burnout culture. And I also am doing literally everything you say. Like, so, like, we are giving advice that we also are trying to take on ourselves. I feel like it's a bit of a thing of like...
Oh, yeah. It's not a... Again, kind of like the previous problem. It's not an overnight solution. This is going to take some time. Falling into habit, falling into a saying no to the things you don't actually have time for. And even if you feel guilty about saying no and stuff like that, lie. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I say, oh, I'm working. Working is going to a doctor's appointment sometimes. Or replying to an email or going for a walk.
Yeah. And also, like, no one can be on 24/7.
No.
And saying no, just know that, like, is going to help. Also, when someone says no to me, I'm like, damn.
That's thank you.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, fuck. But I'm like, if someone says no, I'm like, wow, like, first of all, slay. But second of all, you know when someone has really, like, strong boundaries and they'll be like, sorry, not, they won't even over-apologize. They'll just be like, over-apologize, I'm from Ireland. But they'll just be like, they won't even over-apologize. They'll just be like, I'm sorry, I can't make it tonight.
Sexy. That's sexy. It's cool. And I'm like, great. I'm not going to, like, fight you on that.
Yeah.
I just respect that. Move on. I'll see you when you're free.
Yeah. And my mum made this rule for me because this is so relatable, listener. This is a what was the listener's name? What
are we? Selena Gomez. Oh,
of course. Selena Gomez. This is very relatable. My mum told me this, and it actually has helped. The default is maybe. The default answer is maybe. So if someone says, "Oh, good," I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Because if you're a chronic people pleaser, it's like, "Oh yeah, sure." And then you say yes, and then you go, and you just feel so terrible the whole time. And I think it's better to just go, to notice the urge to go, yes, and just go, hang on. Let me get back to you.
Yeah.
Let me.
I'll let you know by the end of the day.
Oh.
I'll let you know by tomorrow.
Oh, fucking boundaries. Oh, self-care. Oh. That was so hot. It's so true, though.
I can also promise you that the hustlers out there that you think are hustling nonstop, they're that so never depressed. Take a break.
Depressed.
Well, I think they're lying. Yeah. I think they do take breaks, and I think they have time for themselves to just like sit down, fucking watch some Netflix or whatever.
Or even if they don't, I think there's so many like the thing that's driving them to hustle is like that feeling of not being good enough.
Yeah, and where are you seeing this? Like, are you all meeting up in a group and saying, oh, I hustled this hard today? No, it's on social media where everything is fake and fabricated.
Yep.
I promise you, Selena Gomez, you're doing just fine. You're not doing too much. You're not doing too little. You're doing just fine. But take a break. You will thank yourself later.
I reckon Selena Gomez might listen to this episode.
I hope so.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem that you want us to solve, please message our Instagram at gorgeousgreasygirlies.
Or email us at gorgeousgirliesinquiry@gmail.com.
Ooh,
bruh.
What was I saying? What was I talking about?
I've got no idea.
No, damn it. It was really good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.